Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
And apologize in advance for what is going to happen on this episode. I'm not sure, but I know Brandy's already had a bottle of mimosas.
A bottle of mimosas? I think you mean a bottle of champagne with like a drop of orange juice.
She's already had that.
Listen, I've had a hard day. It's the last day of school for 3 weeks for these kids, and I'm turning up.
Here we go.
Because I'm probably not going to be able to drink this way in fucking Utah where I'm going for Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have feelings.
They have sales restrictions on alcohol. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I need someone to send me some money on PayPal.
Listen, can we get some you said I need somebody to send me money.
So I really like my virtual assistant. Everything's going really well. I'm very happy with their work. You know, I sent a Christmas bonus or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it went out.
I need one. I'm gonna hire a virtual assistant.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So
my bad.
I sent that to her and it just came out of my bank account. And it's in my business bank account, so I could track all that stuff, but it's overdrawn me a few dollars. Mm. And so I usually, I use PayPal a lot. PayPal would have just been easier to just move it into my account via PayPal.
For the biscuits.
And yeah. Right. So I was just I need someone to send me PayPal. But then someone just ordered some dog biscuits as we were talking right now. But it's not via PayPal. It's going to be, cash. So I have to start figuring out, my money and my phone.
It's going to be cash. Oh, she was I'm going to order them online and I'm just going to walk some money to your house.
No, this is it right here.
Hey.
Hey, lady, got any biscuits left?
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I was yeah. She's I'll take 2 bags of peanut butter. So we didn't introduce ourselves. Okay. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Sunny.
We didn't do it. And
Sunny Hepburn. Sunny Hepburn. That's my name. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Spittin' game. What boss is my name?
Dude, that was fire. Boss is your name.
Boss is my name. Hey, listeners, what's going on? How are you guys doing? This is the last episode before the end of the year, I think. I don't think we're going to put out anything new after this one.
This is the Christmas week episode, and then there's another episode for the New Year's.
New Year.
It will be a whole new year, 2022, first episode, and it's going to be good because I'm going to get into the bullshit that I've been talking about for 4 years since we've been on fucking air, and I just haven't done it because it takes a lot. It's really fucking time consuming because this motherfucker is a big fat fucking liar. Fat liar.
She is hinting to the
king of all liars.
Yes.
We'll get to him.
Yes, and his
lies.
Massive.
Lies that is still happening today, even though he's dead.
Dianetics? What was it? Dianetics?
Dianetics is a book that he published.
Wrote, right? Yeah, but that's the book that they follow, no?
That's the first part. There's more. Mm-mm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
It's their Bible, but it's the first testament of the Bible.
Okay, weird.
Along with all the other bullshit, because he used to be a science fiction writer. He wrote a bunch of science fiction books. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the movie Battlefield Earth?
With the aliens and John Travolta?
Yeah, and Barry Pepper.
I don't think I watched that movie.
Forrest Whitaker.
I don't think I watched it.
It was terrible. I went to the movies to see it. It was awful.
I gotta take my bra off. I'm sorry.
Anyway, he wrote it. He wrote the book, and then John Travolta wanted to make it into a movie, so it was made into a movie, and it was a terrible, awful, horrible movie.
Battlefield Earth?
Uh-huh.
That was the movie?
It was supposed to be a four-part movie, but it only had one because it was so bad that people were this is the... It literally is, in the freaking, Rotten Tomatoes, yes, it has, a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think it... The Razzies, it got the most Razzies. ever, like, for the time. I think there was, like, one other movie that maybe got more. But, yeah, it was just, it's one of those movies that people don't want to talk about because it was terrible. Terrible.
I'd rather not say.
It was terrible.
I'd rather not say.
But, yeah. I feel like that's why Barry Pepper didn't go farther because he was in that movie.
I like Barry Pepper.
I did, too. Where's he at now?
Oh, well, we're a lot of people now, honestly.
Saving Private Ryan, I was like, ooh, who's that? He's hot.
Barry
Pepper. He was praying, and he was shooting, and he was beautiful. You know, like, I was even looking past Giovanni Ribisi, who was also a sociologist, for that movie. And, like, you know, it's just like, lots of people in that movie.
That's a good movie.
John Hanks. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was crying in that movie.
There was a lot of crying, and it's just a lot of emotions. And
Matt Damon, my baby's daddy, was in that movie.
Heartstrings being, like, played on.
It was, like, one of those movies that we had to go see because it was like, oh, it's great.
Dude, speaking of movies we have to see, this Spider-Man movie.
Nope, not going to go see it. I'm not contributing to the fucking box office.
I'm so mad that I cannot see it any other way. Listen, to the movies. I haven't been to the movies since the vid.
So I'm not bothered.
I haven't watched them all.
I haven't watched any of them. I haven't watched any of the Spider-Man movies. The Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, I have not seen one. Okay. I've seen the Avengers movies with Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yes.
But I have not seen any of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah, you can look at
it. I saw the first one.
Didn't see that
yet. I tried to watch the second one, like, when they were abroad and there was, like, stuff happening. And then I got bored.
What was that, Long Walk Home or something?
Something like that. And then this one's coming out and people are just so fired up, which I'm excited for. Woo, I do like Tom Holland. He's adorable. I like Spider-Man, but I'm not going to go into the movie theaters. I'm really sorry. I can't wait till I can watch it and stream it on my TV.
Okay, so my love affair with Spider-Man started with Tobey Maguire. And I went when my child was an infant, and I took my grandma, and we went to see the movie.
You took grandma to the movies with you to see it?
Because I couldn't go by myself. What? I would have gone by myself, but I couldn't. What? So I had to take her and my fucking 2-month-old baby.
Is it because you had a baby?
I did not know it at the time. Joe Manganiello was the bully.
Yeah, he was.
What was his name? Brock or Biff or whatever his name was.
Biff's butthole.
And we saw that movie, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go see all the Spider-Mans. And then after Tobey Maguire, it was Andrew Garfield. I think I saw the first one in the theater. Maybe. Nope, I don't think I did. In the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans. But apparently they're all in this one. There's like a whole merging,
right?
Yeah. At the same time, I'm like, I can wait. I can wait. So I'm going to wait. Just like I did for all the others. The only one I saw in the movies was fucking Black Panther. I didn't see any of the Avengers movies in theaters. I saw just Black Panther.
What movies did I see? I saw Wonder Woman in the theaters.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I saw it with the whole family, even Jamal's parents. We went in and saw it, and my father-in-law fell asleep. He was snoring.
Oh, no! like, how embarrassing
that's
is that?
The worst.
This dude is sitting next to you at the movie snoring.
It's like, excuse me, it's Wonder Woman. Why are you sleeping?
How dare you, sir? Sexist!
How dare you?
Misogynist!
I don't think that's the last movie I've seen in the theaters, but I have not returned to the theaters yet. I just don't know how I feel.
You know what? At the theaters, and I took Gracie when she was an infant. And this bitch, when I walked up, she was working in the freaking, as the ticket booth. And I watched her mouth as I walked up. And she was like, no, she's not bringing a baby to the movies. And I want to say, yeah, bitch, I am. I didn't say nothing. I went in there and watched the movie. My child didn't fucking cry or nothing because my boob was in her mouth.
Okay, what movie was it?
I'm trying to remember which one it was, but it was one that I could get away. And I was like, I'm going to the movies by my damn self.
With a baby.
With a baby. That's right, motherfucker.
Or my question was, are you interested in seeing Spider-Man at the movies? And you're not. A lot of people are. Apparently, it's breaking. It's breaking the box office.
It's supposed to.
It has already. So I saw a report earlier.
Whatever. Don't care.
It's already beaten in game. It's a thing. So, I know you had a hard day today.
I have a hard day every day. Cleaning up old lady pee. Freaking, you know, making sure old ladies don't fall down. Stuff like that. But, I am happy it is fucking Christmas break. Like, nobody's freaking business. I think I'm just going to do homeschooling from now on. Like, after this year, it's a homeschooling until senior year.
Oh,
I think that's
God.
How it's going to go. Ew. I watched. So, okay, this week, for some reason, nighttime, I've been, like, not been able to go to sleep. So, I've been, like, watching stuff. I watched Young Rock. I binged watched it.
Is it a whole season?
There's 11 episodes.
Okay, so this is... Okay.
Go ahead and finish and say what you're going to say.
I find it very interesting, or I found it very interesting. I enjoyed watching Young Rock, and I am now obsessed with Tongan-born Australian actor Talia Uli, or Uli Latu Kefu. I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, but I'm in love with him. He's married, but I'm going to get him and his wife to get divorced, and I'm going to divorce my husband, and I'm going to marry him. I'm going to move to Australia, and we're going to have little babies. And it's going to be wonderful. So, KT and OT, I'm moving in with you until it happens. Make room.
Move over. So, check this out. You were like, Young Rock is awesome. I'm like, cool.
I'm like, it's hilarious. It's
hilarious. Is it on Hulu? Yeah, it's on Hulu. I go to Hulu to find it. I couldn't find it. So what? Then I go to...
What do you mean?
I couldn't find it. So then I go to Peacock, thinking it's on Peacock. I put in that, and it's a Young Rock Christmas episode.
No.
I ended up watching that.
No.
And it was interesting, and I was like, these are all these characters, like the different ages of the Rock, and it was like a Christmas thing. And I was like, this is not what she's talking about.
No.
I haven't got the opportunity to watch it. You watched it on Hulu?
Yes.
How come I can't find it?
I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, no. The whole season, everything is on, it's on Hulu. Young Rock, and it is about literally young Dwayne Johnson. You know, his father was WWF wrestler, Rocky Johnson. And it's so funny.
And all the characters in it.
Yeah.
I saw, like, I was introduced to all of the characters doing different stuff. And I was like, this is interesting. Like, the uncles, like, you know, they're fun. And it was like a taste. And I was like, okay, I want to know more about this. But where's the fucking show? Because this is not what she's talking about.
What?
I, like, searched it on Hulu on my TV and it didn't come up. But I feel like my Roku Hulu gives me different content than
maybe
my TV.
You need to, like, do a reset or something.
Yeah, than my TV Hulu on my smart TV.
Maybe.
It's a bullshit because on my Roku... I could watch, like, it gives me, like, the live updates and, like, you know, live shows. And
the only reason I saw it was because it was, like, Young Rock. Like, it was one of the things. And I was like, oh, I'm watching that.
Okay.
And I pressed play and I watched it for 11 episodes. And I was like, wow. And it's funny. It's about the Rock. He's running for election in 2032. Okay. And freaking Randall Park, the dad from Fresh Off the Boat, you know. He's like, yeah, I used to be an actor, because, like, apparently he's a journalist now, but he's like, you know, I used to be an actor. Like, every episode, he's like, I used to be an actor. Did you know I used to be an actor? I used to be an actor. And it's funny, and then they mention The Rock's like, yeah, you know, I threw Kevin Hart off a bridge, or I did this thing with Jack Black, and, you know, he talks about, like, his, you know, freaking roles that he's had with other, and, oh, yeah, after shooting Jumanji 5, and it's just like, okay, so this is funny, but, yeah, it's like, he's calling back to actual shit he's done. And it's funny. And I'm marrying. I'm going to Australia and I am going to break up Uli Latu Kefu's wife and him. And I'm going to marry him myself. So get ready, Australia. I'm coming.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's what I've been watching. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? Oh my gosh. Freaking Narcos. I'm finally done with that. I'm happy it's over. But... so much murder, so much torture, so much death and despair in Mexico. In,
oh, yeah.
Like, the trafficking game.
It's terrible. They be cutting people's heads off.
Literally. Just like, oh, I'm mad at you. Pow, pow, bang, bang. Oh, cut his head off. Oh, my God. Collateral damage. Oh, well. You know, it's just like, it's crazy.
collateral damage. Oh, well. What?
I'm just like,
just the way they're living, like,
yeah, it's a fucking Wild West.
So in season three, Adina, she's like the sister. She's like the Arianos sister, and the Arianos are like the brothers. They would call them.
We have never talked about this.
I don't care. All right. Adina, she's just like, kill them.
Kill him. Everybody.
Kill him.
Yeah.
I want them dead. I want them dead.
I wish I had that power.
And it was all, I'm not saying this is all her fault, but this is all her fault. All the stuff, all the violence and stuff for certain situations, she was like, kill them. I want their heads.
I'm imagining all the bloodshed that I could cause. Terrible.
The power we wield. It's just like, wow.
Yeah. Point fingers, people die. That's it.
It was crazy. But also, I was watching Narcos. I watched Abbott Elementary. There's only one episode.
I watched that too.
I can't wait for another one.
It's hilarious.
Everybody, what is Everybody Hates Chris's name? What's Chris's name in real life?
He has three names. He's one of those people.
I want to call him a Taylor or something.
I think that's, yeah. You might be right.
I'm very proud to see him grow up and be like, you know, an attractive young man.
An adult man.
Yeah.
I'm like some of those little ones like that. What was that? That little...
Yeah, Tyler James Williams.
Yeah, that's him.
And Quinta Brunson, of course, she's a creator. It was really funny. I can't wait for more.
Their principal, though, I was like, she's a bitch.
It's like, of course, like, you... She's like, oh, I got this job. She basically blackmailed a member of her church. She was like, I needed a job. It's like, you ain't even fucking... qualified to have the job.
But how about the superintendent bounce to the supervisor? Like, that's not legal. You can't do that.
Yeah, maybe it is in New York or wherever the fuck they are.
Where
are they? In Philadelphia? They're supposed to be in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, I think so. But,
yeah.
That's not
Eagle
ethical.
Stadium. Yeah, Eagle Stadium is down the street.
That's just not ethical, though.
They're in Philly.
It's like, what if this was like a sex... what if that was like... a sex crime or something like that.
But different states have different laws, girl. Ew. Let's not even talk about it, because like somebody that I know that lives in my house that is a man and who's over 40 has been watching like predator captures or whatever. In certain states, even though you have evidence against a sexual predator, they still can't do shit unless they have solid proof, to the point where you have to like basically hold up a used condom to get them arrested. It's really sad. And all of you states in this country that have these fucking weird ass and inadequate laws that like help fucking predators get off, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should be real ashamed of yourself. Look at your bylaws and look what's in there. Make them tighter.
But anyway, yeah, that's what called shit to my mind.
No, I just think that was just like a rude move. That was so rude. And she was like, I emailed the superintendent.
Yeah,
and it
bounces back to their email. That's
sad. It bounces back to their supervisor. Yeah. And she's just like, oh, somebody's not a team player.
Messed up.
She made horrible, horrible, horrible choices.
She's like, so you go ahead. Johnny, why don't you go ahead and say something about Janice? Like, what the fuck? We're not doing that.
There's only one episode available, so good luck.
Yeah, it's good.
Good luck with that.
I think it's one of those things that's like, okay, here's this. Here's a teaser. Here's a taste. Why don't you make sure you set your fucking DVR if you're not going to be
around?
Because we're going to give you some shit.
Yeah.
You're going to like it, but you better make sure you watch it or it might be gone.
Yeah, she might be on, like, thin ice. Like, pull these numbers in.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, sleeps and fucking premiere season or whatever they call it, mm-hmm. where the new shows come out and all that stuff.
Yeah. That shit's hilarious. I want to see more. And Quinta's hilarious. I've like been following her on Instagram for years.
Did you watch Black Lady Sketch Show?
I sure did.
Funny as fuck.
Did you see the one when they were Barbs and Carbs? Like when they were like Romeo and Juliet, Quinta and Tyler. Quinta was like a Nicki Minaj fan, and he was like a Cardi B fan.
I saw all the episodes. I don't remember that part.
And they were spitting like. Romeo and Juliet towards each other, and they like killed themselves by deleting their Instagram, their social, like they socially killed
that.
Themselves.
I'm gonna have to go back to HBO and watch it because I don't remember.
I think it was the first season because that's the only season. There's only two seasons.
Yeah.
So it's the end of the first season.
I watched all of them. I don't remember that one,
girl.
Because I remember the one with the wedding where
you missed that one.
Robin Thede was the groom and Quinta was the bride, and they were. So ridiculous. Anyway, okay.
So ridiculous, but that shit's hilarious.
Okay.
I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is...
Book of Lies. Oh, my bad.
You're so stupid.
Shut up. It was funny. I felt like we were doing like an ad lib thing going on. I don't know. That's what it is.
That's what it is this week. All right, cool. Hello, listeners. We've been going on and on. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here.
This is why we like stop drinking.
Yeah, this is why we don't drink
anymore
on the podcast, because we get crazy and we just do whatever the fuck we want to do, because this is our shit. Yeah. We can do what we want. Okay?
We do what we want.
That's why we do it in the morning. We're like, it's like, why are you drinking?
Yeah, pretty much. Stop it. Yeah. Isn't it early to be drinking?
Oh, God. Book of Lies podcast. Thanks for being here. We love you. But, Brandy, what are we talking about?
We are talking today about the College Street Bakery and fruitcake fraud.
The what? What?
The College Street Bakery. This is crazy. So, have you ever had fruitcake?
You know I don't fuck with that.
At all?
Nope.
So I was going to buy some fruitcake for us to have for this episode to eat.
Aren't you festive?
But unfortunately, that motherfucker is $38 and I can't get it till after Christmas.
A fruitcake.
Uh-huh. The one there. Okay, so I was going to order a College Street Bakery Deluxe fruitcake. The College Street Bakery, they make a fruitcake that people around the world order every year during the holidays.
Oh, okay.
It's a world famous fruitcake. People spend $50 for this fruitcake.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's pecans. Mm. Mostly, like, the majority of it is pecans. And then there's the freaking cherries. There's papaya. There's pineapple. This fruitcake, the way they make it sound, it sounds like it's, like, heaven. It's the fucking vine, right? But it's a fruitcake. And apparently... back in like the early 80s, late 70s, Johnny Carson was like, well, nobody eats fruit cake. You get a fruit cake for Christmas and you put it in your closet, then you re-gift it the next year. Nobody eats it. There's just one fruit cake floating around the world, blah, 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 blah. So
I feel like I've heard this joke.
It's before. A joke. Yeah, there's a joke about this fruit cake. But College Street is famous for its fruit cake.
Okay.
And people order, bucks. People will buy a fruit. So I looked up, I was trying to get one. I can get one on Amazon for a two pound fruit cake.
Jesus.
For like 2 day shipping for $52. The 1 pound fruit cake is $38, and that won't come until after Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, fuck. College Street Bakery is located in Corsicana, Texas. It is a family owned business that, according to their website, started in 1896. And the fruitcake is originated by a German immigrant who made these fruitcakes. His life was making these fruitcakes. And the fruitcakes are sourced. They're locally sourced. There's locally sourced pecans from Texas. There are cherries. There are, you know, pineapple. Everything that goes into this fruitcake, they know exactly where it comes from. They make this fruitcake with love, and this fruitcake is their thing. But the bakery also makes other things like pecan pies. They make cookies. They make other, you know, confectionaries. But during the holiday season, this fruitcake is their shit. That's how they make their money, is this fucking fruitcake.
Yeah.
Before I go any further, my sources from this episode are the College Street Bakery website, FBI.com, and of course, the Discovery Plus documentary called Fruitcake Fraud. And the only reason, it's funny, this fell in my lap because I turned on my TV, I turned on my Roku, and there it was, like a big-ass fucking thing that said, Fruitcake Fraud. I was like, oh, well, okay, I don't have to search for episodes. Cool! And it's the holidays, even better!
It's the holly jolly season.
So I turn it on, and I'm like, what?
Nice.
Huh? Like, I don't have to fucking, like, go other... Because you know how sometimes you find an episode of something, and it's like, oh, well, there's this string of information. This guy was born on this date. He did this shit. He went to jail or he did not go to jail. And that's it. And then it's other shit people talking about, like, oh, well, you know, when he was five, he, you know, peed the bed. And he, this one actually had information. So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, yes, we're going into the fruitcake because fruitcake is a joke among Americans in some areas and not in others. Like in fucking Texas, people are, take their fucking fruitcake seriously and they order fucking $50 fruitcakes from Collins Street motherfucking bakery. Here we go. 1896, or Collins Street Bakery is founded, and they're founded basically on these fruitcakes. But they also, you know, again, as I said, they produce cookies, they produce other confectionaries, they produce other baked goods. So they are a bakery that is run year-round, but during the holiday season, they make their most money. 1896. You know, they continue business. They're a family-owned business, so, like, the business passes from family member to family member to family member.
Okay.
Right now, the business is run by a gentleman by the name of Bob McNutt. And I'm like, oh, his name is McNutt, and it's a nut-based business. Funny, right? Well, anyway.
So,
Bob McNutt is the CEO, president, and I think it's Bob. He runs his business. He does his thing. It's a family-owned business. It's been in the family for generations. Anyway, in 1998, February of 1998, they get a new controller by the name of Sandy Jenkins. Now, Sandy Jenkins grew up in a town called Wortham, Texas. His parents are Helen and Claude Jenkins. And he, at some point, when he's a kid, moves to Wortham, Texas. Helen and Claude own a store called Jenkins Grocery and Market. Helen is one of the people, she's one of the women in the world that likes the finer things in life. So okay, they run this store by themselves. They have no other, like, no employees other than Helen and her son, Sandy. She is a fixture at Neiman Marcus. So while they own this grocery store and they own, the family is the only ones that run this business, they make money. And they're able to afford things. So she shops at Neiman Marcus, and she, that's the place, basically the only thing, place she shops. She, you know, acquires a taste for the finer things in life, and she passes that along to her son, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Sandy, being, you know, someone who's new in town, they notice that he is a well-dressed kid. Teenager, lad, whatever you want to call him.
He's a well... A nice chap.
He's a well-dressed lad. He shows up to school like he's fucking going to, like, a business meeting. He wears button-down shirts, nice slacks, nice shoes. He wears fucking tortoiseshell glasses. He looks nice. Every year in the yearbook, for 3 years running, he's voted best dressed.
Nice.
Or, I guess... At that time in the, you know, 60s or whatever, they called it most fashionable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, best dressed for us, because we don't say most fashionable anymore because, you know, whatever.
Who talks like that?
And again, they're in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy, while he's in school, he doesn't have very many friends. And, you know, there are parents who notice. They notice the Jenkins family because the Jenkins family runs the store. And they notice their son. And they're like, hey, he doesn't have a lot of friends. Why don't you go and be his friend? Befriend him, be his friend. So he makes friends that way. Like, you know, he doesn't make friends on his own. People become his friends because their parents are like, hey, go be his friend because he doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Whatever. He graduates high school, goes off to college, meets his wife, the woman he's going to marry. Her name is Kay. He meets Kay Jenkins. They at some point move to Corsicana, Texas, where they get a job at the Corsicana or the Collins Street Bakery. As cooks, both of them. At some point, you know, she graduates from working as a cook at the Collins Street Bakery to become a caterer.
Ooh.
and apparently a very good caterer. And he becomes the controller at Collins Street Bakery.
Why are all the roles, why do they all start with the letter C?
Cook and controller?
And caterer.
Caterer. Well, she doesn't become a caterer there. She just becomes a caterer on her own. She leaves the bakery.
And Christmas. I'm just saying, all the C's.
What? And Christmas. Why does Christmas start with C? Who decided this?
The conspiracies.
The conspiracy also starts with C. See, there we go. Know? Starts with C. Everything starts with C. Okay. Okay, so in February 1998, he becomes controller. He holds that position till January 21st, 2013. In his position as controller, there are no checks and balances. So he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, great.
As controller, he hires who he wants, he fires who he wants. He writes checks to who he wants. He doesn't write checks to who he doesn't want. He does whatever he wants. He controls the money in the business. He starts doing dirt.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, basically, dun, dun, dun. So, in about 2004, things start happening. He starts to play around with numbers.
Oh, gosh. What's with the fucking around with the numbers?
Okay, so, you know how businesses have a thing called petty cash.
Yes.
And immediately I thought of... Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Yes, Christina Applegate, classic.
I'm on top of it, Rose.
Right on top of it, Rose.
Because there's petty cash. You go take a couple of bucks out of petty cash. You buy a lunch. You go take a couple of petty cash. You get your nails done. Take a couple of bucks out of petty cash. You go get a pedicure. Take a couple of bucks out of petty cash. Pay your fucking mortgage.
Oh,
that
shit.
That kind of shit.
Oh, shit. Pay your mortgage with petty cash?
There you go.
Wow.
Remember, petty cash was gone. She wrote a bunch of IOUs. There was just a bunch of IOUs and petty cash. Remember?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about that.
Then the business was going under because petty cash was empty. That's not why, but it contributed or whatever. So, he started to do things as the controller. Because, you know, controllers can do whatever the fuck they want because they're controlling the money. Literally, the word controller means I'm controlling all the money. So, he takes complete control over the accounting system. He had the ability to write invoices and to print checks.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, one day, an employee, by the way, this employee is an African-American woman. Her name is Samishrick Walker, and she's probably the only other person that I will name in this episode other than... the two people who were guilty and then the fucking CEO and owner of the business. She finds a check that's made out to Capital One that's already cleared the bank.
Ooh, for how much?
About, I think it was like $10,000. Yeah, $10,000. Finds a check for $10,000 made out to Capital One and it's already cleared the bank. And she's like, hey, Sandy. I just found this check. It's made out to Capital One, and we don't have an account as a business with Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
They're not one of our authorized vendors.
Yeah.
Why is there a check? He's like, oh, I know what that is. I'll take care of it. Meanwhile, he also turns white as a fucking sheet.
I bet.
And
like,
he's like,
you've been caught.
He's like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment. I gotta go.
I gotta go take a shit. Gotta go.
I got a doctor's appointment. I gotta go. And she's like, oh, that motherfucker turned white as a fucking sheet. It's a fucking sheet.
You look spooked, dog. Why you look so spooked?
And she's like, I know when people are lying to me. So she goes and does some digging on her own. And she's like, you know, I felt bad because I am an African-American person. And she's like, I am an African-American. And no, she's like, what did she say?
No, because she was really soft spoken.
I know, but... hold on. The words that she said were, I am of the African... Oh, no. Black American. That's what she said. I am a person of the Black American race, and I was accusing of... Or, and I found out that a person who was another race...
She didn't say a white man. She didn't say I'm a black woman, and I'm accusing a white man. She's like...
Why not just say that? I'm a person of an African American race, and I was accusing another person who was not...
And I was just like, that's really funny, because they're in Texas. So who knows?
Maybe she felt that she would have no one would believe her.
I don't know. They didn't go into that because, you know, that's not what it was about.
Okay. But that's what she's saying. Okay. So basically, her white ass boss, because he was her boss. Sandy was her fucking boss. He's the controller. She worked in the accounting department. She found this fucking fucked up ass check. And she was like, yo, Sandy, why we got this check here that cleared the bank that's written out to fucking Capital One and we don't got no damn account with Capital One? Yeah. Sandy's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that shit. And then he was like, oh, I got a doctor's appointment. I gotta go. See you later. Bye. He bounces and she's like, oh no, some bullshit is going on. She goes and looks into it, finds fucking more than fucking 800 goddamn checks.
Oh my God.
Yes, girl. More than 800 checks.
Oh my
God. Written out to other fucking creditors that are not fucking vendors, authorized vendors for Collins Street Bakery.
So he's paying for his shit out of the bakery.
He is paying his bills.
Oh, my God. And he's a family member? Or he just worked his way up?
He worked his way up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Why are you ruining the fruitcakes? What's his name? Barry? Terry? What's his name?
Sandy.
Sandy. Sandy. Damn, so he's paying his bills.
She does her own investigation, finds all these checks, and she's like, oh,
from a cook to a controller?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he goes from being a cook to being a controller.
I don't know if that's the right move.
Well, I mean, he worked his way up. He went to college.
Okay.
You know, and then he got married to Kay, his wife. And then they moved to Corsica.
And Kay had the finer things. She wants the finer things.
No, he wants the finer things. His mom introduced him to the finer things because him and his parents owned the grocery store.
Okay.
Back in their little town of whatever the hell it was called.
Willacoochee, Texas. Georgia.
Wortham, Texas. Jeez, Willacoochee.
Remember?
Yes, yeah, I do. Okay, so anyway, yeah, from Wortham, Texas, his family owned a business. So, you know, his mom, that's why he was voted fucking best dressed or, you know, most fashionable or whatever. So, you know, he goes to college, he gets married right out of college to this woman named Kay. They moved to freaking Corsicana, Texas. They were working in the church ministry, like the, you know, the homeless dinners that they do or the dinners, the Wednesday night dinners, because we have it here.
Yeah.
The Wednesday night dinners for the needy or the poor or whatever. And they got jobs at the bakery, working at the bakery, and she was, you know, a really good cook. She became a freaking caterer, and he worked his way up to being the freaking accountant.
Living the dream.
Right. So she finds these fucking invoices and these checks, and she's like, what the fuck? She takes them to her boss, and they fire Sandy. Mm. Immediately, they're like, you're out of here. Get
the fuck out.
So June 21st, 2013, they fire him. Mm-hmm. When he's fired, he fucking leaves Corsicana, Texas.
Oh, he runs away, huh?
They leave. They go to Austin, Texas, where they have a daughter. But while he's working there, before he gets found out and leaves, he is flaunting a lifestyle. So him and his wife are driving new cars every few months. Every few months, they both have a new fucking car. They have Jaguars. They have Mercedes. They have Lexus. They spent more than $2 million. At the Lexus dealership in Corsicana.
Oh my God.
Getting a new Lexus like every 2-3 months.
That's gross.
But her car, every time she gets a new car, it's the same make, same model, same fucking color. Just a new year. He buys her a new car and is accidentally the wrong color. And she's like, no, take this motherfucker back. I need it to be black or whatever color it was. I think it was black probably. It needs to be the same color as it was before. No new color. Right, so...
Because she didn't want people to be able to tell.
Right. Also, they are spending money left over right. They're fucking flying off to Napa. They live in fucking a town called Corsicana, Texas. Have you ever heard of Corsicana, Texas before this? Before I said it?
I think yes, because I talked to, like, over the phone.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about your fucking...
But no.
You're a salesperson, you talk to people in fucking all over the country. I'm saying, as that fucking person walking down the street, have you ever heard of Corsicana, Texas before?
No.
Me neither. And we have family in fucking Texas.
Yeah,
I ain't never heard of no Corsicana, Texas until I heard of this story. And the funny thing is, this made national motherfucking news when it happened.
Okay,
but I still ain't never heard of it. That's how fucking small this town is.
You ain't heard of no Corsicana, Texas before I heard of this story right now, huh?
But they were flying off to Napa. They were flying to fucking the Bahamas. They were flying to Europe. They were flying everywhere every weekend on a private private jet.
That's where the money goes. Airfare is fucking expensive.
It's a private jet. Private jets just the maintenance alone on a private jet. You have to charter the jet, you have to fuel the jet. Those are the two main costs. Okay. Then you have to hire the pilot. You have to hire the freaking...
Hopefully, when you are, like, they have, like, airports that are, like, private jet situations where you just, like, they just have pilots, right? Mm-hmm. You just go and pay.
That's not how it works.
I have no idea.
When you hire a jet, a private jet, like, if you're not going through a concierge service...
Right. Yes.
If you just have a private jet on standby at all times, it costs money. You gotta hire your staff. You need to have at least one or two, you know, air hostesses, as they call themselves now. You have to have a pilot and a co-pilot. You have to be fueling that motherfucker, which at least costs like $20,000 to $50,000 just to fuel up.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. And then there's the jet. That's another like $80,000 to fucking fly the jet alone.
I have no idea. I don't know.
And then if you want to have like, we've got your champagne, we've got your whatever you're eating on the fucking flight, you gotta pay.
They don't own the plane. They just have access to. I feel like they have to pay like a subscription service, like $10,000.
That's why they have those private concierges. They will book all that stuff for you.
Yeah,
you still have to pay for it, but they will get it done for you.
It's up the butt, but geez Louise,
this is why
rich people problems. But what I'm saying is that's a waste of money because you don't want to fly like coach or first class
because you don't want to share a plane with other fucking people. That's all that is. You're
so fucking pretentious.
You're bougie as motherfucking fuck.
It's a waste of money.
Girl, okay, so.
Like, flying coach to the Bahamas with my family was like $2,000, and that was cheap.
Listen. Listen. They're paying to fly back and forth every weekend. They took like 223 flights back and forth over the course of this event.
That's so stupid.
223, okay?
$223.
That's money that could feed a small fucking country.
That could feed a medium-sized country, like...
Okay? Hey, Elon Musk, why don't you share your fucking money with poor countries, by the way? Okay? I'm glad you're doing what you can for fucking climate change, but still, you have way more money than the world. Like, literally, I think Russia needs all the money that you're making. Fucking do something. Don't be an asshole. I get it. Oh, space travel, space, we're going to live in space. How about you just feed some people for now?
I'm not living in space, man. I'm freaking building. Well,
you're not going to be alive by then, but.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, they're just trying to pave the way for their kids. Oh. We're fucking this world up.
Guys.
So the planet's going to be uninhabitable in like another 100
years. PSA, let's go ahead and talk about this. The planet is for the future. It's for the kids. Don't fuck it up.
No, it's already done. It's already done.
Listen.
It's already fucked up.
We can reverse. We can change. We can get off of fossil fuels.
Greta, get in good with these asshole billionaires that are just trying to like get into space.
Compost, okay. Grow your own food. That's like, all the way to the end. Just stop.
Okay. So.
Amend the soil.
It's terraforming. It's all about terraforming nowadays. All
right, go ahead. Back to this regularly scheduled program.
Sandy and Kay. They fly.
Private. Over 200 times.
To Napa Valley. They fly to Europe. They fly to the Bahamas. Or the Caribbean. They fly all kinds of places. Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh my god.
This was during the time. But this was before he got caught. Right. Before his bullshit got caught.
He paid his mortgage in petty cash.
He was using the company as his personal fucking bill pay organization. Like, okay. He was paying all of every single bill that he had, he was using the company for. Yeah. And it wasn't just petty cash. Because the company's like, okay, we anticipate to make $2 million this year.
Yeah.
And they would make like $150,000. And they're like, why aren't we making money?
Oh my God. So, because that was going to be my next question. Why aren't they noticing?
They didn't know what was going on.
Because the controller's lying.
The controller's doing his thing. Meanwhile, this is a family-run company, right? Mm-hmm. So the CEO and owner, Bob fucking McNutt, is like, I'm going to leave. Because obviously I'm doing something wrong. I'm not able to give my fucking employees raises. We're not making fucking... We have to, like, cut back, you know, fucking expenses. there's something going on here. We're not making money. It's my fault. I'm going to quit. It must be. I'm going to give up the company.
Aw, that sucks.
And, you know, he's blaming himself for why this company's not making money, even though every year prior, it was making, you know, money hand over from under fucking fist. That's why they've been in business since fucking 1896 or whatever, right? After he gets reported, they, you know, they call the police. They're like, hey, we've had this employee that did this fucking shit. Corsicana Police Department is like, okay, well, we'll look into it. They start digging into what the shit was happening, and they're like, oh, this motherfucker was writing checks.
Oh, God.
Using the mail.
Yes.
He was lying to financial institutions. He was doing things, you know, across state lines.
Oh, shit, he's fucking it up.
We need to call the FBI.
He's fucking it up.
They get the FBI involved. And now it's no longer a CPD fucking case. It is now a federal fucking case, right? So the feds come in and they're like, okay, we're taking over this case. So they have to start, like, you know, building a fucking case. They have to start gathering evidence. By the way, Sandy Jenkins' salary is only $50,000 a year.
Oh, God. Like, that should have been a dead giveaway. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right. So, people were speculating, like, how does he have all this money? What's he do? How's he flying on these jets every fucking weekend to go to these places? How's he buying a new car every 3 months? How is he fucking, you know, affording? He bought a house. He bought a house in fucking Corsicana that was, like, the house that he bought was only, like, I think he paid, like, maybe $125,000 for it. But then he bought a house in New Mexico for another freaking, like, $500,000. He bought another fucking property. So he was buying things when he was flaunting a lifestyle. So people were like, how is he making all this money? Because, of course, it's Texas. It's the South. And, of course, they have a social scene where there are old ladies that have old money, and they're like, you ain't invited into my club unless I say you can join my club.
Oh, excuse
and
me.
And that kind of shit.
Excuse me, Ellie Mae Clampett.
Right. So, you know, there's the old Southern ladies with the big hair, and they're like, well, you know, I nominate you to come and join my club, and blah, 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 blah. So they, you know, Bob and Kay had managed to get themselves involved and become members of these exclusive clubs that involved, you know, there was one thing that was called, like, the Quintillion.
The Quintillion.
Like Quintillion.
Quintillion.
And it was, like, a book club, and they had, like, you know, and you had to pay dues of a certain amount, and you had to be nominated by a member who would have been, was in good standing, who, and, you know, they had family money and all this shit. So, these people were new money. And so, you know,
Nouveau riche.
They were social climbing. So they would make friends with people who'd been in town. Because this is a small town in Texas. People who are there are generational. So you have your kids. You live in this town. You have kids. Your kids go to the people. I mean, go to school with people whose kids you went to school with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's just how this town is.
Yeah. I know your brother, or I know your dad. Yeah, you're so-and-so's son, and blah, 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 you know.
Yep.
People, you went to high school with Johnny's parents, and Cindy's parents, and Cindy are getting married, and we knew each other from high school, and blah, 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 that kind of bullshit. These people, you know, they weren't from there, but they managed to ingratiate themselves into the society culture, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The people in town were like, how do they have all this money? This man is only making $50,000 a year. How is he able to freaking afford these jets to go from fucking Napa to Europe to so-and-so and blah, blah, blah? How are they buying all these cars? They were freaking flaunting jewelry. I saw a fucking, okay, so as I was watching Young Rock the other day, I saw an ad for a jewelry company called Van Cleef & Arpels. Mm-hmm. And they have the clover leaf design jewelry, where it's like kind of like who else makes the jewelry with the clover leaf design? What's her name? What's her name with the horrible fucking horrible Halloween costume? Seal's ex-wife. What's her name?
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, she wears like that clover leaf design jewelry all the time with the earrings.
I really don't even check for her.
Okay, well anyway. Van Cleef & Arpels jewelry, nothing like that you can get from them is under like $2,000.
What?
But I saw a fucking ad on my fucking Roku for Van Cleef & Arpels, and the jewelry, it was beautiful, you know, it was like fucking Pearl and, you know, Mother of Pearl. And the designs are beautiful. And you can tell, like, their signature. Mm-hmm. If you buy jewelry from this company, you know that is from this fucking company. Because that's how it works. Well, she had a fucking necklace that she was flaunting to somebody's wife. This fucking necklace cost $32,000.
Wow.
And they're like, you live in Corsicana and you work for this company. The fucking, you know, Collins Street Bakery. You're not making enough money to be owning a Van Cleef & Arpels fucking necklace that costs $32,000 when your annual salary is $50,000.
It makes absolutely no sense.
None, right?
Unless you come from money or something.
So, people were like, how is he doing this? How does he have all this money? Well, he was telling people he owned, his uncle had owned a funeral home, and his uncle owned, his funeral home owned a jet, you know, because they would fly bodies from hitherto and there, whatever. And so, my uncle lets me borrow his jet, and that's how we're going from here to fucking Napa, to the Caribbean, to Europe. On this plane.
Yeah, that's his reasoning.
Then he's telling other people, oh, well, I inherited a lot of money from my dad. My parents died, and I inherited a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he's telling other people, well, you know what? I invest in a lot of cars. I learned how to flip cars, so I make a lot of money flipping cars. And then he was telling other people, I had to sue my father-in-law. My wife had a trust fund in her family, and we sued my father-in-law, and we got the trust fund, so that's how we have all this money.
All kinds of lies.
And then he was telling other people, well, my father collected expensive watches, and then when he died, he left them to me, and so I've been selling off these expensive watches, and that's how I, you know, make money. Mm. There was a story for everything.
An excuse for everything.
Right.
I don't like those types of people who just talk right out of their ass.
But apparently, the funny thing is, like, when you hear people talk about Sandy, particularly, they say he was really shy and soft-spoken. And that Kay was the person who wore the pants. She was the one who, you know, ran shit in the family.
Okay.
They had a daughter, but she was in Austin. So, you know, they don't really talk about the daughter. He was really, you know, soft-spoken and shy and really quiet. And she was like, you know, she was the one that was doing basically all the social climbing. She would invite people over for lunches and for tea and whatnot. And, you know, and they would draw these people into their circle. And then when they had no more use for them, they would discard them. Over the course of, because it was about 10 years where he worked, you know, from 98 to actually, what was it, 2013? So almost 20 years, like 15 years. He worked for them. They spent $3.2 million on private jets. They had a black MX that they spent over $11 million on.
The fuck?
Over 8 years. And the bill, again, annually, the bill monthly was like $120,000 a month, and he was only making $50,000 a year. So how do you fucking do that, man?
What makes him think this is okay and that he's not going to get caught?
Girl.
I want to see what this fool looks like. What does he look like? Give me a description.
He looks like a very random white man that you would forget if you saw him on the street.
Great.
Again, the Van Cleef & Arpels jewelry. They spent $80,000 on... Actually, not... I'm sorry. They didn't spend $80,000. They spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, millions of dollars on jewelry. So he had watches, Rolex, Tissot watches, all kinds of watches that cost anywhere from $30,000 to $80,000. They had houses, they bought cars, they spent $2 million at the Lexus dealer in Corsicana, shopped at Neiman Marcus. They said that it got to a point where, because, you know, at Neiman Marcus, if you shop there enough, they will give you a personal shopper to pick shit out for you and fucking, you know, you try it on whatnot.
They're trying to help you spend your money.
They said that it got to a point where the personal shopper was like, there's nothing else that we have for you. They bought up everything. They bought up motherfucking everything. They were having jewelry sent in to the freaking high-end jewelry stores in town because they couldn't buy the shit at the stores. So the fucking jewelry stores were getting fucking merchandise, like, literally, with fucking briefcase handcuffs, you know, like the fucking CIA with fucking dossiers. They had them. I got my briefcase handcuffed to my wrist and then I have bodyguards behind me. I'm fucking walking this fucking merchandise into your store and having bodyguards protect it so that nobody can steal it. That's how fucking, how much shit they were buying. They were buying designer clothes. They had, you know, Louis Vuitton, Dolce, and Bonnie, fucking Gucci. All the fucking designers that everybody wants, everybody aspires to. They were fucking, their house was so gross. Their house, okay, so the house they were living in was not an expensive house in terms of real estate, but the shit they had inside of the house was. They had like Tiffany lamps. And they were not even cute. They were ugly. They had ugly Tiffany, ugly Tiffany. The stuff that was in the house was not even like, wasn't stylish at all. They were just, they had shit in the house just to have it. Like,
yeah, just this to cost, say, just to say, I have a Tiffany lamp.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Yeah. This costs $100,000, but it's ugly as fuck. Why do you want it in your house? Like that kind of shit. Like it was real gauche. Like they were just like, it costs money, so I'm going to put it in here. You know what I mean? Not even like, oh, this is my style. This is, I find this beautiful.
That's really sad. That's really sad that you find your importance or you just base everything off of materialistic things. It's really unfortunate that that's what a lot of people are out there about. And that is a root to all evil.
They had a mattress, a $200,000 fucking mattress that was made of.
Did it fuck them? Did it fuck them? Did the mattress fuck them?
It was a horse hair mattress.
Disgusting.
Apparently it fucking had fairies and it granted wishes. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what else does it do? Does it vibrate?
It was a horsehair mattress.
Apparently, that's nasty. That's so nasty.
These horsehair mattresses are made in Sweden. And they're like, oh, these, they're economical and they're very, you know, they're good for the environment, blah, 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 blah. They're made in Sweden.
I just threw up in my mouth.
They cost $200,000.
I'm like, I wasn't.
They're sustainable. Because, you know,
they're made from horse hair?
I guess.
I can't.
Look them up. I Googled it and I was like, are you fucking kidding? Horsehair mattresses. $200,000. Yes.
Okay.
They're the most expensive mattress in the world.
Hang on a second. Sandy, what? Oh my God.
That's them on a private jet.
Flying. This is him and his wife?
Yeah, that's him and his wife.
Listen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have thought this was happening with younger people.
No, they're
younger, like svelte. Like,
I told you they were in school in like the 60s, and he was voted most fashionable.
I wasn't even really like,
yeah,
I wasn't doing math, but I wasn't imagining these round people.
Yeah, they're not
very
even,
Texas.
They're not attractive at all. Like they're not, you know, they're not people that people would like want to flock to. They didn't even look like okay. So they said that he was a very well-dressed man. He was very particular about what he wore, the glasses that he wore. He was always well-dressed. That's what they said. But physically, they're not attractive. Those are the fruitcakes.
I mean, that doesn't look bad, but I've seen like
fruitcakes. They're made of pecans and like, you know, candied fruit.
I'll eat pecans. Make me a pecan cake.
They have those. Okay. The FBI, they call in the FBI. The FBI is like, okay, we need to do some digging. They go to their fucking house. As soon as he gets fired, though, they leave. They leave fucking Corsicana.
We gotta go, KK.
They
Let's
go to
run.
Austin, Texas, right? Then the FBI swoops in and they're like, okay, they serve a search warrant. There's nobody at the house. They fucking go in and they find all this jewelry in their house and safes in their house, right? But they find a lot of jewelry in the safes, but there's also jewelry missing from the safes. They're like,
how
okay.
do they know it's missing?
Because the way, like, you know, they have, like, the boxes and the, jewelry boxes and, you know, like, a watch belongs here, a necklace belongs here, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And they also have a fucking ledger in their house where they have the item that they bought, the watch, and how much it costs. They have a ledger of what I bought and how much it costs.
I'm very shocked by
they keep fucking track of this, right?
This is so disgusting.
Okay, they keep track of this, so FBI's like, okay, well, there's stuff missing still. I wonder where it is because they're gone. They don't know where they are.
They took the shit and they dipped.
At some point, there's a couple in Austin, Texas. Because remember, their daughter's in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
There's a couple in Austin, Texas going for a hike along this lake. It's called Town Lake.
Okay.
Walking and the chick's like, oh, look, there's something shiny over there on the fucking, the bank of the lake. It's a watch. They walk more. Another fucking watch.
They dropping shit.
They keep walking. Another motherfucking watch. They're just fucking finding watches all along this fucking river.
Is it a trap to like, catch somebody?
They find 16 watches. 16. They find 16 watches along this fucking river. The guy, the you know, the male part in the relationship, he's like, oh shit, you know, what the fuck's going on? Goes to a jeweler because they Google, you know, these watches with the name brands on them. They're like, how much? These watches that are like $30,000.
Oh my God.
And he's like, oh shit. He works for freaking Austin PD. He goes to Austin PD, turns it in. He's like, hey, you know, I found this shit, you know, blah, 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 blah. Turns it in. Austin PD goes and does their thing. They track and they're like, oh shit, serial numbers on these watches. They fucking contact the makers. One is a fucking Rolex. They contact Rolex. They're like, oh, you know, the fucking serial numbers are registered to the fucking purchasers. They're like, oh shit, this belongs to Kay Jenkins. They fucking find out that it's involved in an investigation going on in fucking Corsicana, Texas. FBI is like, phew! They fucking go to Austin. They go to the guy who finds the watches. They're like, what do you know about these watches? Where did you find them? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There. He's like, yo, I just found these watches. You
know, I just turned this shit in, bro.
They ended up, like, those people had found 16 watches. The FBI drags the lake, finds another 22 watches, a gold fucking bar.
They threw this stuff in the lake? They
tossed the fucking watches in the lake.
What? Why would they do this?
Dumbass. People that fucking don't know how to fucking handle their shit.
So they lost their shit and threw it in the lake.
Threw them in the lake, panicked. Threw their shit in the lake.
Oh my God, you bitches. Oh,
it's so funny. Total, they find fucking 38 watches, a gold bar, and some gold coins that they dropped in the lake.
Gold bars.
A gold bar.
I got this bouillon.
Right. So they're like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing, dude? So finally, they're like, okay, well, we need to go back to the Jenkins house in fucking Corsicana. At some point, he goes back to his house in Corsicana because the FBI was already there one time. Guess he thought, oh, well, they're not going to come back. So he goes back to his house in Corsicana. FBI comes back to serve another fucking search warrant. They knock on the door. He opens the door and he's like, oh, hey.
You got me.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, we're just going to fucking arrest this guy. Like, we're not going to ask him any questions. We're just going to fucking arrest him. They arrest him, take him to fucking jail. They ask him questions. They're like, why'd you do this? Why'd you drop the fucking watches? I didn't know what else to do. And then he's like, you know, he's not a mastermind. This guy is not a mastermind. Mm-hmm. He just fucking got in too deep. Basically, that's what happened.
His wife convinced him to steal and spend all this money.
Everybody believes that his wife was fucking the responsible party. Mm-hmm. Because when he started stealing the money from petty cash, that's when they bought the house. And they lied about their, you know, they forged a freaking loan document saying that he made like $25,000 a month when he was only making $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she co-signed. So that's when they were like, okay, well, you're both lying because you co-signed this fucking loan document. Because she was like, I didn't know anything about it. She was trying to say she didn't know.
You lying bitch. You right. Signed a document.
Right. So.
Damn.
Follow
the money.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. It was like a shit show that was going on. They were doing stupid stuff and they got fucking find out, right? Well, I mean, he gets indicted first. Then on March 12th. 2014, they indict Kay on the charges of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Because they were like, they were charged with money laundering. They were charged with lying to a financial institution. Mm-hmm. They were charged with mail fraud. They were charged with all kinds of things because they did a bunch of stuff. They weren't going to indict her until they realized that she was lying because she was the one that was like, I need it. In the end, they're like, you know, you're fucking part of this. Because she was like, I didn't know what my husband was doing. I didn't know. And they're like, no, you co-signed his lies. So you're fucking indicted too. So they indicted her. Finally, at some point, the evidence piles up against them. And they both decide that they're going to plead guilty.
Okay.
So in May 2014, after all the shit, you know, happens and rolls out and all stuff. He pleads guilty. So one count of mail fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, and one count of making a false statement to a financial institution. She pleads guilty a year later in May 2015 to one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. They go to trial, you know, it's a whole deal. They go to fucking trial in Texas. And on September 15th, 2015, he gets sentenced to 120 months or 10 years. It's 10 years.
120 months, actually.
It's, yeah, 10 years. He gets sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for those charges that he committed, you know, pleaded guilty to. Kay gets 5 years probation. And then she was also ordered to complete 100 years of community service and to...
100 years? Yes.
No, 100 hours.
Girl, I was like, damn.
No, 100 hours of community service. And she also has to write an apology, a formal apology to the bakery. On 4 years later, March 15th, 2019, Sandy Jenkins is pronounced dead.
In jail?
In prison. They believe he committed suicide. It was never actually reported that he had committed suicide, and his official cause of death has never been announced to the public. But on the show, on the documentary, they said that he had committed suicide. So
that's unfortunate.
We don't know. You know, the prison has not said what his cause of death was and whether or not it actually was suicide, but... And the facility that he was in was a facility that housed people with medical and mental illnesses. So he had also, before he passed away a year prior to that, written a letter to the owner of the Collins Street Bakery apologizing and saying, you know, I really wish, I'm sorry that I did this and I really, you know, had no intention of hurting you or the company or your family and all that other stuff. And, you know, I'm going to get out of here so I can pay you back. And so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, some people aren't made to be thieves and go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that was the situation, but, you know, maybe he had mental health problems and that's unfortunate. But shit, don't steal people's fucking money. And, like, I can't believe all of that. That's intense. That's insane. And the nerve to just do it. Just to just fucking balls to the walls.
Yeah. They believe he started his thievery started as early as 2004. I mean, he was the controller from 1998. Okay. So they're like, oh, as early as, at least as early as 2004.
The earliest check that we found was exactly. This date.
Wow. That's crazy. All right.
Yeah. It sucks. I mean, you know, he's gone now. He's not able to, complete his sentence. I wanted to order this cake, this fucking fruit cake, so we could eat it on the air and see how good.
Well, maybe
I said on the air. We could eat it and record it and see if it was tasty and all that stuff.
Maybe we could throw it back in January and say, hey, check out this episode as we eat the fruit cake.
Well, I was thinking, like, because the 2-pound cake would have been here on Saturday. We could have just, like, done, like, an amendment to the episode on Monday or whatever. But I just...
It's all good.
The actual cake won't be delivered till the 28th, so.
It's all good, dude. Do you have a thumbs up for the week?
My thumbs up for the week. I will be traveling to Utah. Yeah, for the Christmas season. But I think you guys are going to like your gifts that we got you for Christmas, you know.
I'm excited. I wrapped up y'all's gifts. I want you guys to open your presents, too. So, we should talk to Mom and see when we're going to do our gift exchange.
Okay.
What'd you think of this Sesh Moscow Mule cocktail meets seltzer?
Cocktail meets seltzer. All these. Okay, so let's.
6% alcohol.
Let's do this.
First, can I tell you where I got this from?
The 99 cent store?
The 99 cent store. I spent $3.99 on this. We can afford it.
Much, right?
Thank you, listeners. Thank you for listening. You guys helped us sponsor this ad. This episode, excuse me.
Okay, so all of these cocktail, you know, seltzer drinks are all, like, I feel like they all give me the same fucking energy, which is, we don't want to put a whole lot of alcohol in this tiny can. So we're going to give you some like fizziness, maybe some flavor. Unless you're on a diet, then we won't give you any fucking flavor. You'll just have a hint of fruitiness. This has flavor. I am not a Moscow Mule fan, and you know, I mean, if I was trying to get blitzed, I would drink this. I guess, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we've got three more to work our way through.
So yeah, I'm not gonna say it's terrible. I've had worse. Believe me, I've had worse. So Moscow Mule Sesh, I will give you a 7 out of 10.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, very nice. Hey, holler at a player.
Holler at a player. Holler at a player. Well, I was going to say that. What's your thumbs up, Dove? Oh, I forgot to tell you. They held an auction. They, like, their house, their horse cannon house, it got, you know, sold, and they had an auction of all the shit that was in it. And they only recuperated like $5 million from the total money I stolen. I love
how, like, I know. Thumbs up and you just
I know, off. Sorry, because I forgot to say the whole number.
Okay.
The total number that was basically stolen, embezzled by Sandy Jenkins from the Collins Street Bakery was about almost, nearly, very close to $17 million.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, $17 million. Like, edit that and put it in for something. And
just move it around.
It's magic. So, yeah, $17 million, and they only were able to recuperate from the sale of the bullshit that was in the house that wasn't even, like, nice stuff, but it was just expensive. Was only fucking, and somebody actually bought that nasty ass fucking horsehair mattress. Only about $5 million.
I'm sorry, only old white people will want to sleep on a horsehair mattress.
There it is! Because I was like, what the fuck, why?
Gross, dude, fucking nasty.
Yes.
My thumbs up for the week is that I'm slanging that dough. I'm making dog biscuits, yo. Dog biscuits, yo.
My bad.
Nobody's slanging, no.
Slanging that neck, yo. Come get it.
Brandy's got no dick to slang. I don't know what the fuck she's
talking about. I have lots of it.
She's been drinking way too much.
I've got lots of dick.
I'm just hustling. I have officially become an LLC.
Big dick Brandy.
I'm an official boss, and I'm making boss moves. Just stick with us. Rock with us. Thank you for supporting us. We freaking love with you. We love you. Okay?
We love you.
Thank you for being here. I hope you have a happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, which is over. Happy Kwanzaa, which is coming up next. Festivus for the next of us is coming up. I don't know. Is that you say it? Festivus for the next of us?
It's just Festivus.
Festivus is coming up.
Festivus was started by fucking the Seinfeld episode about festivals.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
It's not even a thing.
It's not
a thing.
Maybe
now,
you're listening to this in the future and it's New Year's coming up. Happy New Year. Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What?
Domingo, whatever day you're listening to this episode on. Thank you for being here with us, and I truly appreciate you.
Sloppy holidays.
And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I am Krampus.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Welcome to Brew Crime, a true crime and beer podcast.
This is a podcast where we pick a theme, cover a few cases, and pair them with craft beer.
Join me, Mike.
And me, JT.
As we explore the world of crime, conspiracies, or whatever catches our attention. You can find us on social media at Brew Crime or our website, brewcrime.com. And you can find us on any podcast app at Brew Crime Podcast.
Join us as we discuss the horrible crimes that surround us and maybe, probably, nah, definitely tip a bottle or two back as you do it. Drink with us the second and last Tuesday of every month.